Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at Carmel by the Sea, you know, that beautiful spot in California. We're asking a question posed by its mayor. Why does it sometimes feel, well, so hard to get things done there?
Yeah, it's based on an article he wrote, and it taps right into that idea of Waymish.
Waymish.
Yeah, why are you making it so hard? It's a term from retail consultant Ray Considine. It perfectly captures that feeling, you know, when you hit pointless roadblocks.
Ah, I see. Like that rental car experience the mayor mentions.
Exactly. He uses it to talk about what residents and businesses face in Carmel. Trying to launch a business, renovate a home, that kind of thing.
And he knows it firsthand, right? He's navigated the Carmel planning process himself.
5 times, apparently, over 8 years. And those projects, interestingly, ended up bringing in nearly $250,000 in new property tax revenue annually.
Wow. So it really makes you think, doesn't it? Yeah. What if those processes were, well, a bit less challenging?
That's the core of it. So our mission today is to kind of dig into why this perception of difficulty exists in Carmel and maybe explore, you know, potential shifts in thinking.
Okay, so let's start with that common feeling the mayor flags. Why is it so hard to get things done in Carmel? Where does that come from?
Well, one structural point he brings up is how the city government works. City employees report to the leadership team.
Not directly to the mayor.
Right. And while that's not unusual for city structures, it can create a bit of distance. It's not a simple top-down flow, which can affect how quickly things move or how decisions feel from the outside.
That makes sense. It's not just one person saying yes or no. And he also points out there are usually two sides to these stories, right, when you're dealing with city rules.
Absolutely. What feels like a hurdle to one person often has a protective purpose behind it, especially in a place like Carmel.
You mean preserving the unique character?
Exactly that. The village feel, the architecture, the natural setting. That doesn't just happen. It needs guidelines, regulations. Think about the specific building styles, protecting the trees, the coastline.
Sure, those things are vital to Carmel's identity. So it's not about tearing down the rules.
No, not at all. The real question the mayor seems to be asking is, can the way these rules are applied be improved? Can we avoid making it feel like an impossible test?
That's where those potential Waymish moments come in, where the process itself becomes the obstacle.
Precisely. And this leads to his suggestion for a shift in mindset, moving away from an immediate no because...
Towards a
yes if approach. It's about starting the conversation by exploring possibilities, finding ways to make something work within the rules rather than just listing the barriers.
That sounds much more collaborative, fostering creative ideas instead of shutting them down.
Yeah, imagine how that yes if could open doors, maybe for that unique little shop someone wants to open, or a home renovation that actually enhances the neighborhood beautifully.
It could spark conversations about what is possible.
And he even suggests a tangible change, like rethinking job titles, maybe business liaison representatives instead of code compliance officers.
How would that change things practically?
It signals a shift in focus. Less about just spotting violations and issuing citations for, say, outdoor music or heaters or lighting.
And more about?
More about helping people meet the standards, offering suggestions, collaborating on solutions that work for everyone and fit within the city's guidelines. It's partnership.
That's a significant difference in tone, even if the rules themselves stay the same, making the experience better.
Right. And then the mayor makes it clear this isn't about relaxing standards. It's about mirroring the kind of helpful, hospitable approach you see in Carmel's successful businesses within City Hall interactions.
That brings us to the city staff, though. It's important to acknowledge them.
Definitely. The mayor emphasizes this, too. Carmel has dedicated, knowledgeable staff who care deeply about the town, and they are working to improve things already.
Like making documents more accessible online.
Yeah, and streamlining internal processes, using automation where they can. We absolutely need to appreciate their commitment.
And, you know, it's probably not always easy for them either. They're often dealing with complex regulations, maybe some outdated ordinances.
That's a really important point.
Yeah.
Updating rules and guidelines takes significant time and effort. Plus, they have new state mandates constantly coming down the pipeline, adding layers of complexity to their work.
So navigating that while trying to help the public, it requires real skill and patience.
For sure. And we should also remember, sometimes the system is designed to be deliberate. Carmel's government structure has checks and balances built in for transparency, which can inherently slow things down.
So building on the staff's dedication, the idea is to foster an even more collaborative, responsive approach.
Exactly. A government that listens first, assumes good intent from everyone involved.
And then helps people find a path forward. clear communication, aiming for those win-win outcomes.
And what's encouraging is that the mayor says these conversations are happening. Discussions with city staff about how to boost customer service while still upholding the necessary regulations. That shows an openness to change.
Which leads to his call to action for the community.
Right. He's inviting residents, business owners, if you've hit what felt like unnecessary red tape, share that experience.
So the city can understand the specific pain points.
Yes, and work together to find solutions. And perhaps when people approach the city, doing so with, you know, courtesy and a readiness to find common ground could help too. Compromise is often key.
That comes back to the purpose. Rules protect, processes should support. Let's make sure they do.
The ultimate vision seems to be Carmel as a place where creativity, community, commerce, they all thrive together, with City Hall acting as a facilitator, not a barrier.
So that Waymish question, it seems the answer isn't just acknowledging the frustration, but actively working towards making things, well, less hard.
It seems so. Which leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener. How can we all, the city, residents, businesses, collaborate better?
How do we strike that balance between protecting Carmel's unique magic and allowing for positive progress and innovation?
Maybe think about your own interactions or how you might engage differently moving forward. That spirit of collaboration, assuming good intent, and maybe a bit of patience.
It sounds like that's key to helping Carmel navigate its future effectively, making it easier together.